Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Sherry and Sade podcast. I'm your host, Sherry and Sade. Who'd have thunk it, right? What a twist. Happy Friday. This episode is the way that I want to cap off the week every week. If we could have a week, if we could have an episode every week like today's episode, I would be so freaking happy. So today, I want to talk about the wins of Harry and Meghan. They have been racking up win after win after win, and I am so excited to talk about it, especially going into the weekend. Y'all know I love feel-good content going into the weekend, and we've got a lot to talk about. So before we get into it, I just want to tell those of you who have been asking, when are you going to do another live stream? Well, thanks to Podbean, podbean.com, the hosting service that hosts this podcast, shout out to y'all. They have a feature where I can live stream here. Now, the only drawback is you won't be able to see me, which that's okay. I still look the same, but the best part is it will still be a live stream, but it's a live stream podcast. How freaking cool is that, right? So for the live stream podcast, we can still hear me live, which means you can also chat with not only me and I can respond to you live, but you can chat with one another again. So all you have to do is go to sherian.podbean.com and select the live stream that's scheduled and sign up to listen to it. But y'all know on the day of, I'm going to post the link. And then again, an hour before the live stream starts, I'm going to post the link. And then as the live stream is starting, I'm going to post the link. I'm going to post everywhere that I can post it, on Patreon, on YouTube, and on X/Twitter. So I will come to you. Just click the link and talk to me. So I'm really excited about that. Now, the live stream will be April 22nd, so this upcoming Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, just like old times. So I am excited about that. Now, as for today's episode, I'm ready. Meghan teams up with Kelly Zaffin and Abigail Spencer to continue supporting Alliance of Moms. This is the second instance of her wearing the shirt, and I can't wait to talk about it. Wearing the shirt publicly and promoting Alliance of Moms with the shirt. So I just wanted to clarify that. Travelist held its annual convening for 2024, and we got a surprise appearance from the Duke of Sussex himself at that meeting, only for him to rack up yet another legal win in his case against Murdoch Tabloids. And to top it all off, the Ginger Avenger confirmed that home truly is where the heart is.
USA! USA! USA!
All that. So loud. All that and more. So let's get into it. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Sherry and Sade podcast. I am your host, Sherry and Sade. And today, like I said, we have a fun episode ahead of us. So before we get into the good stuff, are y'all on TikTok? This is so random, but it's what's going on today. Are y'all on TikTok? If so, then you guys have seen the latest developments in the Morgan Bailey versus the random man from Atlanta saga. And y'all, it is taking some scandalous turns, is it not? I mean, I signed up to watch her, like when I subscribed to her channel or her page or whatever, I followed her. I was excited to see her as a mom and a semi-new mom who is a single mom building her career and raising her daughter by herself. I loved the family content when she would have her mom and dad on. I also loved when she would make a Gigi a little drink and then make herself a little drink. And she was making formula and then she would make herself like a real drink. And the conversation she would have there, her content used to be a lot of fun. That is something that I'm kind of leaning into. I really don't like heavy content. I like my content to talk about real stuff. That's why I listen to like This American Life and The Read and like real life stuff, like current events. But I also like the easy stuff, stuff that's easy on my psyche, which is why I listen to The Friend Zone, who actually have a really good mix. They talk about like mental health stuff, current events. They do like movie and TV recaps, but then they also are just like fun and easy to listen to. And so she was one of my content creators for that purpose of just easy, fun, semi-comedic stuff. Well, child, her baby daddy has come back into the picture and it has been nothing but drama. So if you are on TikTok and you know about Morgan Bailey and the random man from Atlanta, then you know that it got crazy. And that's what I've been binging. I've been keeping up with everything that's going on. They were posting pictures of each other online and that got out of hand. He might be facing legal charges. Y'all, it is crazy. He locked her out the house on vacation. Listen, just know that's what I've been binging. It blessed my little messy heart. Like, but I'll say this, I'm back to tuning back out because it was kind of getting to be a headache. I was like, now Morgan, girl, lead this man and come on now, because I'm tired of hearing about it. So anyway, we cut ties over here. We cut ties with toxicity over here. So anyway, I just wanted to touch base on that. If you guys have been listening to or been watching her saga, what did you think about that? Are y'all up to date on what's going on over on TikTok? Let me know. All right, so let's get into the good stuff. Megan modeled Love Like a Mother shirt with friends Kelly McKee Zaffin and Abigail Spencer for Alliance of Moms. Now, I'm excited to talk about this because we talked about it the last time, but I am a big supporter of Alliance of Moms. I love the mission. I think Kelly McKee Zaffin is doing amazing work. And I love that she not only has the support of everyone who supports Alliance of Moms, but her really good friendships. It's really good to see that. And I'm always glad to see her updates regarding Alliance of Moms, but even more happy when they include Megan. So today I will be reading an article from People titled Meghan Markle, Meghan Duchess of Sussex models Love Like a Mother shirt with friends Kelly McKee Zaffin and Abigail Spencer. The Duchess of Sussex and her friends coordinated for a good cause. And this article is written by Janine Henney. Hey Janine, I'm always reading her articles. Meghan is sporting a special shirt to support the Alliance of Moms. On April 17th, Kelly McKee Zaffin posted photos of herself matching and laughing with the Duchess of Sussex and Abigail Spencer as they twinned in white tees with groovy red text reading, Love Like a Mother, paired with blue jeans. They all looked so radiant. They looked like they were having a blast. They looked beautiful. And in this photo, the one with Abigail Spencer on the left, Kelly in the middle, and then Meghan on the right, Abigail and Meghan, the way they are laughing, they look like sisters. They actually kind of look a little bit more like twins. It's the lighting and the way that they're wearing their hair. They look so similar in this picture. It caught me off guard. I was like, I've never noticed how much like their profiles resemble one another, but they're both very lovely ladies. Quote, when we speak about the people in our lives who lift us up, when you need it with undeniable force of pure love, I think of these two. You inspire me, you pick me up when I need it, and you love like a mother. Kelly McKee Zaffin captioned the carousel on Instagram. She shared the post on her personal page, as well as the account for the family-focused nonprofit she co-founded in 2014. Quote, thank you for continuing to support the Alliance of Moms, for supporting this campaign and our youth. In doing so, you are supporting the mission to build bright futures for young parents who have experienced foster care, she continued. In honor of Mother's Day, I hope you support this campaign and love like a mother. And it is a hashtag. So feel free to support the campaign and hashtag love like a mother. I'm going to do that later today. The first two photos, why don't they just say Kelly? Kelly shared, showed the three friends sitting close together in the grass, followed by a third shot of her standing arm in arm with Meghan, who is a mom of two with Prince Harry, her son Archie and daughter Lilibet. Why didn't they mention Abigail? Okay. And then proceeds from the t-shirt sales will benefit essential services, healthcare, education, and advocacy for young parents in foster care and their children. And the tops are listed at only $38. First of all, that's a great price. The shirts are really nice, actually, and they look like they fit well. Now, I'm kind of a t-shirt snob. I love t-shirts, but I'm a little bit of a snob. I'm weird about like fabric. I don't like fabric that's too heavy, but I don't like it to be too sheer. And I also like my t-shirts, like the short sleeves, to be a certain length and to cup under the arm. So I'm kind of a t-shirt snob in that way. And these look like really good quality t-shirts. So I'm definitely going to get one and I'll wear it on camera so you guys can see how it fits. Now, I'm a bigger girl, so it might fit me different, but hey, you can see how it looks. The Alliance of Moms supports pregnant and parenting teens who are in the foster care system in Los Angeles to help families pave a positive future. The organization further supports the work of Alliance for Children's Rights, a nonprofit offering free legal services and advocacy for caregivers, adoptive parents, kids, and teens in the foster care system in LA. On April 10th, Kelly opened up in a moving first-person essay for People about the weight of the loss of her son, Georgie, at age 9 in 2022, and how she and her family, including husband Julian and daughter Lily, are facing each other, are facing each day together. Oh, wow. Okay, I got to the photo with just Kelly and Megan. Okay, got it. So they had one just the two of them. I didn't see that before now, but they look beautiful. Yeah, these shirts look like they're really high quality. They look very soft. I'm looking at how they're kind of falling on the skin. I can't wait to get one. Quote, to my grievers, I know this loss and grief is impossible. I hope that you can search for that one small joyful moment each day to help lessen the overwhelming feeling of sadness, even to step outside for the sunrise or sunset, if nothing other than to take a deep breath. Please allow others to show up for you in whatever way they can. I have learned to delegate my grief, Kelly wrote in part. Quote, I know certain people who can hold space and support on the heavier days, or who I can share in the ridiculous moments that come. I have learned that not one single human can carry it all for us. So allowing others in is imperative. Try not to expect people to understand it all, even the people who share a similar loss. Not everyone will understand. That is the lonely part. I am afraid. So be brave in sharing, she said. Oh, she has a really great way with words, right? Like, I was reading that and I was just like, wow, her words actually kind of sound a little bit poetic. Huh? She just has a great way with words. I enjoyed reading that. On Instagram stories, the Alliance of Moms shouted out the Duchess of Sussex and Abigail Spencer, who starred together on Suits, for backing the campaign. Quote, thank you, Megan and Abigail Spencer, for supporting our campaign to improve, build bright futures for young moms in foster care, a message read. That's amazing. We know that Megan has supported Alliance of Moms by wearing a t-shirt and taking photos kind of similar before. And those were great photos as well. It's great to see that she is still supporting the cause. And I hope you all get a chance to get a shirt. If you do, and you upload somewhere, can you tag me? Because I want to see you in your shirt as well. And don't forget to use the hashtag love like a mother. And I actually think this is very timely since Mother's Day is coming up. I might try to get one now so that it'll be here by the time Mother's Day rolls around. That'll be really cool. So anyway, congratulations to Kelly Zaffin, Abigail Spencer, and of course, Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, for supporting Alliance of Moms. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. So next, I want to talk about the Travelist Annual Convening of 2024. Now, I'm going to be reading from Sussex.com to get the basics, and then I'm going to be playing a very short clip of Prince Harry's segment in their meeting. This week, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, met with technology and travel leaders across the globe as part of Travelist Annual Convening. He joined community organizations in a roundtable discussion with the people and places impacted by tourism and addressed the entire convening as they met to discuss sustainable travel. Prince Harry said, quote, travel and tourism rely on destinations held together by communities, without which we have nowhere to travel to. Communities are the beating heart of travel, and we must do better by the people who are the custodians of the places we visit. We've heard from some fantastic organizations like Invisible Cities, who train people affected by homelessness to be tour guides in their own city, and Global Himalayan Expedition, whose programs have helped electrify over 200 Himalayan villages impacted over 600,000. Oh, wow. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, this font always gets me. Okay, let me start that sentence over so that I can read it the right way. Okay. Global Himalayan Expedition, whose programs have helped electrify over 200 Himalayan villages, impacting over 60,000 lives for the better. Y'all, why was that so hard for me to get through? My eyes just started acting a plum fool, just darting all across the page. I need to put my glasses on. Okay. More and more people are wanting to make informed travel choices so that the benefit of travel is felt by all. Travelist and its partners bring a combined market value of nearly $3 trillion and are working hard to provide that resource at a systems level. Holy guacamole, I did not know that. Okay, so I want to play a very short clip of Prince Harry speaking at this at the convening.
We kick off our convening with this session. The role, value, perspective, and leadership of communities has since day one been at the heart of the Travellers' mission and indeed the Duke's vision and why we are all here today and doing the work that we do.
At Travellers, for us, communities is the people and the places, the landscapes, the ecosystems, the assets that belong to you, and the businesses, the cultures that make each place unique and ultimately a destination that the world wants to visit.
I think having Prince Harry involved in these sorts of discussions is vital. It demonstrates how critical it is to have community voices at the heart of everything that we are doing. We were there to listen, as was Prince Harry, to hear those voices, to learn, and to understand how we can do better by those people and those places.
Interesting. So, Zaki, you're saying since 2020, there's been a mindset shift where people who are traveling are making better decisions, but also looking for better options when they travel and where they go.
100%. I think the conscious traveler was definitely there before, and that probably would have been me, you know, other people who wanted to see things differently and have an impact in the community, give the money back into the communities. But that group seems to have expanded.
When Prince Harry comes into this room, and it's so obvious that he cares and that he wants to hear the perspectives of these amazing people working to change the way that people travel in their destinations, I think it also means a lot to those people who are working tirelessly to truly do this work at the grassroots, to know that they are seen and that they are heard and that their work is deeply respected.
Human trafficking coming to an end is like something I think it's kind of impossible, because there's always a problem and there's always these kind of social issues. So they become reluctant and hesitant to help you or support you further. We constantly have to look for international partners because our government doesn't support us for that.
You all have such specific understanding that can only come from committing your work and your lives to working on the issues in the places where you are and being with the communities.
Without the stories, the connection, and the safeguarding that you provide, the world has no destinations to visit. And without the destinations, there is no business. So we understand that it is crucial that we strive to do better by the people and places that we collectively depend on.
By joining the Travellers Coalition, we leverage our network to inform both consumer and businesses. And we share the same vision of Travellers to transform the travel industry into a more sustainable one.
Sustainability is one of the key factors that people are looking at right now whenever they are planning their trips. So we saw an increase in demand, especially across surveys and searches on TripAdvisor. But we also know that part of our job as a Travellers Coalition is to fight the intention to action gap. So giving travelers easy access to sustainability information.
At Google, we think climate change is a problem that we cannot tackle alone. So being part of the Travellers Coalition helps us, but also the whole industry, to act better and faster. We are all committed to provide consistent information to the users so that we can help them to travel more sustainably.
This is a powerful coalition of some of the biggest names in travel and technology. Not one entity can own sustainability. We need to work together to change the course and focus on how travel and tourism can bring prosperity to the whole entire system. Through the hard work and dedication of all of you here in this room, we're seeing firsthand the power of collaboration to make change happen. Through working together to drive consistency across sustainability information, we can empower people to make informed choices for themselves, for the planet, and for communities around the world. Again, thank you so much for all of you just for being there and throwing so much energy and so much passion into this.
So it was great to see Prince Harry join the convening and hear what he had to say. He's so passionate about all of his projects, but watching him really develop and push and grow Travellers along with the team is just really cool. And it's so good for the environment. And I want more people to invest in initiatives like Travellers, because we have to travel. we have to do a lot of the things that cause the that cause climate change and kind of cause some of the harm done to the environment are things that we kind of have to do. We have to get from one place to another. And so it just makes sense to consider how we do that, how we travel. And a company like Travelist can really help hold our hands through that through that process, and we can take more sustainable options and do our part to save the economy. I said economy to save the climate. But we want to take care of the world. We get one world, right? We only have, as far as I know, we only have one world to live on. And we really want to protect it and take care of it and try and mitigate some of the damage already done. But anyway, speaking of the world, before we move on to the next topic, y'all, or before I continue talking about this, have y'all ever heard of a limpkin? It's a bird. Let me get exactly what it is. Got it. Okay. So a limpkin is also called a carow, a corland, or a crying bird. And it is a large wading bird related to rails and cranes, and the only extant species in the family of Aramidae. I don't know. I'm not a bird person, but I'm bringing this up because we're talking about the environment. And now y'all know I live in Miami. And I travel all throughout South Florida for different things, mostly restaurants, but you know. And I want to cut in and talk about this because some of y'all have seen my tweet, I'm sure, where I just, at 2 a.m., maybe 3, I can't remember, I just like rage tweeted, I hate limpkins. And I got like 6 DMs. I was like, I didn't know what a limpkin was until I saw your tweet. What's the issue? Y'all, limpkins are birds that make a loud crying noise. And for some reason, when the males, well, not for some reason, when the males are impeding on another male's territory, they will let out a loud baby-like cry. And at times in the middle of the night, it sounds like a woman screaming for her life. The problem is they don't stop until the male gets out of their territory. And I'm telling you this because I rage tweeted at 3 a.m. Guess why? Because I didn't get any sleep last night. Because apparently there's a new limpkin number 2. I didn't even know there was a limpkin number 1 until limpkin number 2 trotted his ass over here by my house. And now limpkin number 1 that was living over here peacefully has been squawking nonstop. But get this, they're protected. So you can't really remove them. You have to have a special service come and get them. And so I'm looking into that today because all day yesterday, I kept hearing that sound in the distance. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I live on the water there's animals, all kinds of places. I walk out and there's like a 7-foot iguana right by my back door. So like, I'm used to the animals now. Now y'all remember when I first moved to Florida and I'd be doing YouTube videos and like a lizard would get on the wall and I would freak out. Like in my live streams, there were sometimes lizards that would get into the house and I would see them. Lizards are everywhere. And I would freak out. Now I just thump their little ass off the wall and keep pushing. I am a hard up Floridian now. But now I'm discovering something that might actually break me. This limpkin has been screaming nonstop and it's just going, caw, caw, caw. And then when it gets really pissed off, I'm going to move away from the mic so I can make the noise. When it gets really pissed off, it goes, ah! Y'all. Now it's funny to me now because they're sleeping right now. And of course the sun is up, but at 3 a.m. that was not funny. And I almost lost it. I sat there and I said, I think this is a government experience to drive me insane. Never mind the hundreds of neighbors that I have. Never mind my sleeping husband or my sleeping schnauzer. Just me. I took it that personal, y'all. I said, this bird is here just to torment me. I like got up to go get a drink of water and like it had gotten quiet and I was like, ooh, okay, I'm gonna run and get back in the bed. And so I put my water down and I kind of started trotting off and it started again, but it didn't start with the ah. It went straight to the catastrophic ah scream. And it's like a guttural scream. And when I tell y'all, I got so angry, I hit him with the Florida, it was the damn. Y'all, I was furious. I don't think I've been that mad at wildlife in a very long time since that time that squirrel threw that acorn so hard it cracked my windshield. But aside from all that, y'all, I'm barely hanging on today. And while we do want to protect our environment and our climate and all that, could we at least, if we have to offer anything as a sacrifice, can we just give up the limpkins? There might be a limpkin somewhere listening to this like, bitch. But I'm sorry. All that squawking got to go. I've had it. There have been times like I'll raise my window and I'll squawk back and it ticks them off. But at least I won that round. I can't take it. So anyway, let's get back to travelers. Since we were talking about the economy, I was like, I know who I don't want to protect and save. I know who is on the chopping block when it comes to me. That's why I can't be in conservation, because I take too much stuff personally. Like, I'm all about saving the animals, the environment, the land, the water, protect, preserve. And then like a squirrel will like throw an acorn and black my eye or something. And I'm like, you know what? Next go round of predators, I'm bringing them right here and I'm sending them straight to you. But no, all jokes aside, I just went to the gym at 4 a.m. I was up. I couldn't sleep. I said, just get ready. We got ready. We left the house at 4 to go straight to the gym and work out, because I was like, I can't fall back asleep. So I'm going to be fit, but I'm going to be tired. So let's get back to the travelers video. So Prince Harry filmed the video in, of course, his Montecito home that he shares with wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. And on their bookshelf were a number of things that people noted. Namely, Meghan's Gracie Award that she won in 2023 for her podcast, Archetypes. It was visible on the shelf and it was bigger than I thought it was. I don't know how big I thought it was, but that was a huge award. Fitting and fair. But also in the back, you'll see a photo, an animated photo. And we have a whole video about the artist who does these animated sketches of Harry and Meghan, as well as other royal family members. And she shows so much love and support to Harry and Meghan. And at one point, Meghan even sent her a thank you note. And we did a whole video on it, but they had a new sketch on the bookshelf from her as well. And she posted that on her Instagram. Now, during Travelist's two-day summit, the group announced new additions to its independent advisory group, which vets sustainability certifications for accommodation providers. In a statement, the organization said it is planning to share a master list of those certifications to the public. Harry also took part in a roundtable discussion where he spoke to representatives from nonprofits addressing communities affected by tourism. In his Wednesday speech, he mentioned the conversations, quote, "We've heard from some fantastic organizations like Invisible Cities, who train people affected by homelessness to be tour guides in their own city, and Global Himalayan Expedition, whose programs have helped electrify over 200 Himalayan villages, impacting over 60,000 lives for the better." I'm reading from, this part is from Vanity Fair, written by Erin Vanderhoof. She's a staff writer there. So it's great to see that they had a wonderful convening for 2024. I'm a big fan of Travelist. I want to continue to see them grow. And I would love to see their impact continue to spread. We do need to be traveling in a more sustainable manner. And we definitely need to be protecting our environment. We want to be able to travel, right? But at some point we might kill the earth that we live on and have nowhere to travel to or from. So we got to start with the basics. We got to protect the world that we live in. So thank you, Prince Harry, for leading the initiative on that. Speaking of Prince Harry, that wasn't the only win that he had this week. I'll be reading from the Associated Press, and the title of this article is "Britain's Prince Harry Formally Confirms He Is Now a U.S. Resident." Whoop, whoop. You know what? Let me go ahead and play my clip.
USA! 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 USA!
Okay, that's enough. Y'all know that's Phil Dunphy from Modern Family screaming USA. But yes, Prince Harry confirmed his US residency. Now, here's the thing. He's confirmed it in other ways several times. I mean, he owns a home here. So, I mean, come on. And he has no desire to leave. He loves it here. He says it all the time. He said he loves America. And as he said on Stephen Colbert, it's a beautiful place to live. And not only is he happy to be here, but we're happy to have him. We are more than happy to have our prince. And if we could have picked any prince, we definitely would have picked him first and foremost. So didn't that work out? However, he confirmed it in a more formal capacity, which is why this is making news. Reading from the Associated Press, it says, "Prince Harry, the son of King Charles III and fifth in line to the British throne, has formally confirmed he is now a U.S. resident. 4 years after Harry and his American wife, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, decamped to a villa in Southern California, a travel company he controls filed paperwork this week." The travel company, I don't know why they didn't name them, but Travelist, released paperwork this week informing British authorities that he has moved and is now usually resident in the United States. The formal acknowledgement underscores the prince's increasing estrangement from Britain after he and Meghan walked away from royal duties to pursue lucrative media deals in America. So, Associated Press, love ya, you usually get it right, but we're going to go ahead and correct this in real time. They did not leave to, quote, pursue lucrative media deals in America. They left because they were being harassed and their safety had been threatened. They attempted to work out something and the royal family would not budge. And it was the royal family's choice to opt for option 5, which was all out. Harry and Meghan offered half in, half out, which was a deal proposed. And the royal family, or should I say the royal aides, chose option 5. Harry took that agreement and made the best of it by then pursuing careers that would sustain their livelihoods as they continue to act in as servants of the world and as of society. That is how we got the quote, service is universal, meaning they don't have to work on behalf of the crown to be patrons of service. They can do that on their own. And boy, have they. They have actually been far more successful in their philanthropy than any other royal family member currently deemed as a, quote, working royal. I'd also like to say, while the focus is usually on their, quote, lucrative deals and the deals that make them money, if you go to archwell.com or if you go to sussex.com and select Archwell Foundation, you can actually see the amazing work that they do in the philanthropy space, the work that they do that doesn't render any kind of money, the work that they do that is heart-led and passion-led and helping to help and assist under-resourced areas and under-resourced people. By tapping into those underserved communities, especially communities that don't get a lot of media coverage, they're really doing a lot of work that most people don't do. They're doing passion projects that actually create an impact. They're not just sitting around dressing up and shaking hands. One of the things that I've always kind of loathed about the royal family, aside from Harry and Meghan, but the rest of the royals and how they do engagements is they wear their best, like clothes and jewelry and all these lavish things, and then they go and meet with people for 5 or 10 minutes in underserved communities. I've always thought the optics looked terrible, but it just showed how detached they were. And it was so far removed from Diana's approach, where she would not wear expensive jewelry and these big gaudy earrings and hats. She would wear a sleeveless flannel shirt and random trousers to go help people with the Halo Trust in Africa, or to go and help underserved communities, or to hold babies. And when she was in India, she wore the appropriate garb and she dressed as she should in India. She was very intentional about connecting with people. She actually has a whole interview where she talked about, I actually don't like to shop as much as I like to make sure that my clothes fit what I'm doing. I like for my clothes to be appropriate for the activity I'm doing. And so my clothes have to be practical. And so she talked about being as meticulous as she was about things as small as the length of her sleeves and the type of fabric she wore, because she didn't want people to be uncomfortable hugging her in tweed, or she didn't want to be holding a boa if she wanted to shake hands with someone and the boa was flying around. She wanted to be able to always connect. She sometimes did, but she chose to rarely wear gloves so that she could connect with people physically when she held their hands. Something that a lot of royals don't do. And as we saw, she passed that down to her youngest son, Prince Harry, who is very intentional about connecting with people. We've seen several photos of Prince Harry and his multiple engagements with the Halo Trust, which he has continued to work with all these years later. We've seen him with Cinta Bali in Africa. We saw him working in Africa. We even had that whole video where I showed him baking with the team at Cinta Bali. And of course, we saw Meghan with One Young World, and she was wearing appropriate garb to actually work. We saw her out there digging wells to make water and sitting in tree houses and hugging people, connecting with people. And she wasn't all gaudy or whatever. But the point is, Harry and Meghan have done far more, far more. I mean, I would say 3 to 5 times more in the philanthropy space than they've done in the business space. And so when people only highlight how much, quote, money they've made, I always find that to be insane, because as hard as these two work, it's an active choice to ignore the work that they've done that doesn't pay them. And that's intentional. It's on purpose. So back to this line, they did not leave the royal family to pursue lucrative media deals. Associated Press, I'm a little surprised because I would expect more from them. But, you know, it is what it is. But let's move on. Since then, Harry has repeatedly criticized the royal family, including allegations of unconscious racism that were included in a Netflix series and the prince's autobiography, Spare. So this is kind of where it's a little confusing. You went out of your way to acknowledge Spare as well as Harry and Meghan, the docuseries, but you clearly did not take the time to pay attention. This is interesting. Again, at this point, with the level of transparency we've been granted from Harry and Meghan, to remain uninformed is an active choice to bat for the side of ignorance. And unfortunately, today, Associated Press is in that number, but let's continue. The paperwork was filed by Travelist, a company at least 75% owned by Harry and which was founded in 2020 to promote global awareness of the importance of sustainable tourism. The documentation was received Monday by Companies House, the government agency that oversees the incorporation of UK companies. The filing further separates Harry from his role as one of the King's Counselors of States, members of the royal family who can be deputized to carry out the duties of the monarch if he is unwell or out of the country. While Harry formally remains a counselor of state, the Crown informed Parliament in 2022 that in practice, only working members of the royal family would be called upon to fill in for the monarch. Although Harry and Meghan, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have put down roots in the wealthy enclave of Montecito, where they are raising their young son and daughter, Harry is also facing scrutiny about his U.S. residency. No, he's not. Not by anybody that matters. Let's continue. They're about to go into the Heritage Foundation. AP, y'all are so behind. Not y'all talking about the Heritage Foundation all this time later. How many different people from government need to dismiss them? At this point, it's like hot potato. Every time they make any kind of headway with antagonizing Prince Harry's quote unquote citizenship and asking for him to be deported, et cetera, every person they meet with pushes back on them. We're not going to bother with Harry. He is not a threat to us. Move on. And they go find another route. I'm not about to give them any more space. They are raggedy. Anyway, Associated Press, not y'all being on my bad side today. Okay, so I'm not going to blame the whole Associated Press. The person who wrote this article is Danica Kirka. So she's the one who needs to go back and do a little bit of due diligence before she writes another article. Not trying to be a hater, but yeah, I am. So anyway, congratulations, Prince Harry, for being an official resident of the U.S. I mean, you would have thought having a home here would have sent the message, but the fact that people are having meltdowns just because it's now more formal and on paper, they had a meltdown about jam. I'm not surprised they had a meltdown about this. It sounds like, hear me out, it sounds like their sole purpose is to just be mad at Harry and Meghan. Shocker, right? They need to get a life. Anyway, congratulations to Prince Harry. Thank you so much for taking up residence here in America. You made America, Britain's loss is America's win. You made America better by being here and continuing to improve societies and targeting underserved resources or underserved areas and under-resourced areas and underserved communities. Many of those communities are here in America. And so for the Americans that love to put out there, it's a certain group of Americans, but for those who like to put out there, we don't need a royal, blah, blah, blah. Nobody said you had to bow to him, but you damn sure should appreciate what he's doing. He's actually taking the time through, you know, he and Meghan through their foundation, Archwell, are taking the time to actually help communities here in America as well as globally. So they're doing a lot for residents right here in America. Y'all should be grateful. Why are y'all out here defending a monarchy that you aren't part of? That doesn't make sense. That's how you know it's just racism. It doesn't. Well, I've been asked not to talk as much about racism on this platform, so I'm going to try to be more mindful of my verbiage, but that is just pure racism, because how on earth do you justify being an American and then defending the monarchs or defending the monarchy against Meghan, who is also an American? Like, that doesn't make sense. It's the race solidarity thing over nationalism. See what I'm saying? So anyway, all I'm going to say is if you are an American and you are supporting non-Americans when it comes to Meghan, ask yourself what your real motivation is. Anyway, let's move on to the last topic. Today, I will be reading from Reuters, and the title is Prince Harry's Privacy Case Against Murdoch Tabloids to Proceed as Planned. Let's go here. It says Prince Harry's privacy case has avoided a major delay after London's High Court rejected an application by the publisher of Rupert Murdoch-owned British mass market newspapers that could have caused stalled proceedings for 2 years. Good. Harry don't have time for that. In total, 42 figures are suing News Group newspapers, the publisher of The Sun, and the defunct News of the World over allegations that its journalists or private detectives they contacted or contracted had been involved in unlawful activities and invasion of their privacy. A trial focusing on some of those claims, possibly including Harry's, is due to begin at the High Court in London in January of next year. But on Wednesday, the publisher, NGN, applied to have a ruling first on whether some of the lawsuits had been brought outside a 6-year time limit for legal action. On Friday, Judge Timothy Fancourt rejected the application for a preliminary trial, meaning the cases will proceed as planned. Good. Fancourt said it could lead to an unsatisfactory 2-year delay and risk increasing costs, saying it was unlikely that NGN would win a time limitation argument in every case. Last July, Fancourt rejected an application by NGN to strike out Harry's lawsuit, ruling the prince could proceed with some of his allegations about confidential details about him being obtained, by deception, although his accusations of phone hacking were ruled to be time barred. Actor Hugh Grant had also won similar permission, but he said on Wednesday he had reluctantly settled his case with NGN for an enormous sum of money. Harry's lawyer, David Sherborne, said the prince, too, might be forced to agree to a deal because anyone who rejected a settlement offer, which was ultimately less than the damages awarded by a court, could be liable to pay the legal fees of both sides, potentially running into millions of pounds. While NGN has paid out hundreds of millions of pounds to victims of phone hacking by News of the World and settled more than 1,300 lawsuits, it has always rejected allegations of any wrongdoing by staff at The Sun. So this was reported by, it just says Reuters staff. So it's good to hear that Judge Fancourt was like, you are not about to delay this another 2 years, and it's unlikely that you'll win anyway. Let's proceed. You're going to be in trial in January. Get over it. Good. Good, because they're trying to stall and drag it out. They do this every time with every case. They pull the, it's outside of the time limit, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, you committed crimes. So I'm glad that Judge Fancourt is willing to have this go to trial and not knock this out. So good for him. I'm glad. It looks like everything is a go. And congratulations to Prince Harry for continuing to fight for the side of justice. Look at him. That's why y'all call him the Ginger Avenger, amongst other things. It's like he is relentless. He is seeking justice. He's trying to save the economy trying to save the climate, trying to protect the earth, helping underserved and under-resourced areas and people and communities. I mean, he does it all. And then, of course, he's a loving husband and father. So that's amazing. Congratulations to them. That is all I have for y'all today as far as new topics. But before we get out of here, I did want to read some of the tweets that I saw regarding Prince Harry's permanent residence being in the U.S. Now, I like to shout out squatties whenever I get a chance. Squatties keep me young. They keep me laughing on Twitter. And so I try to shout them out as much as I can. So if you hear me call you out, feel free to let me know that it was you and that you listen to the podcast. But just know I follow you on Twitter and I find you to be funny. So the first tweet that I'm going to be reading is from Anna, and it's at @Anna_itsonlyme. And she's on Twitter. And she says, Prince Harry dated back his official country of residence to the day that he was evicted by his father, King Charles, from a house he had paid £2.4 million to renovate. Apparently, Frogmore Cottage remains empty to this day. It was a petty and vindictive retaliation action from the king, in my opinion. Anna is absolutely right. King Charles was wrong as the day is long for kicking out Harry and Meghan. They have nowhere to stay when they come back to the UK, nowhere safe to stay when they come back. And so they have to create their own accommodations. So anyone mad at Harry for changing his place of residence, particularly the place where he owns a home, is absolutely asinine. And y'all just want to be mad at him anyway. So the next tweet is from Jackie, and it's at Jackie Doll, JACKIEDALLE. And she says, Prince Harry no longer has residence in the UK because Frogmore Cottage, gifted to him by his grandmother, the late Queen Elizabeth II, was taken away by his father, Casey III, King Charles III. If anyone is angry about Harry's residence being solely USA, then perhaps they should question Casey III's wisdom or lack of it. 100%. How are you going to be mad at the man for claiming the place where he lives? mean, I feel like that's pretty obvious. Okay. And then the last tweet is from Anne Boleyn, royal expert in quotes, at Tudor Chick 1501. And she says, the British media feigning shock that Prince Harry has listed California as residence after very publicly living there for 4 years has me cackling pretty hard today. How can anyone take the British press seriously anymore? That is a wonderful question. Like, why are they having, they're going to have a meltdown no matter what Harry and Meghan do. Literally, Harry, I've said this before, Harry and Meghan could cure cancer, could cure AIDS. Harry and Meghan could end world homelessness, save all the animals, save the climate. And they would be like, but why'd they do it today? Like, they'll find something to be mad about. And sometimes you just have to let crazy stay crazy. You can't argue with crazy because then no one will know the two of you apart. You have to just let ridiculousness live on its own and not engage. That is how I feel about derangers. It's one of the reasons why I actively just ignore their rumors and their lies and some of their tabloids. I don't acknowledge it. It's just, it doesn't exist to me because those people are going to do it no matter what. Anyway. So that's all I have to say today. That's it. We have a pretty short podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, on Monday, we won't be having a podcast because we will be having a live stream. This is Monday, April 22nd, and the live stream is titled Princess Diana, Free Spirit in a Caged World. I will be posting the link an hour before the show starts and then again right as it's starting. So I hope to see you guys there. I'm excited about it. It's my first podcast with Podbean live stream. I don't think I'm saying that right. It's my first live stream on my podcast. So I hope to see you guys there. Don't forget, you can actually chat with me and each other, but you can also call in. And I hope many people do because I haven't heard voices in a really long time. So it will be really nice to get back to that. So again, that is Princess Diana, Free Spirit in a Caged World, Part 1. That is our live stream for Monday. And we've got a lot cooking up for that. So I hope you're there. That's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Don't forget, feel free to share so that more people can find the podcast. Thanks to all of you who have subscribed. We have 147 people who've subscribed, and we have now reached 14,000 listeners. That's crazy. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you Monday, April 22nd, in our live stream at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Bye. Everybody, welcome back to the Sherry and Sade podcast.